Over the past decade or so, the rising popularity of tuna for that special sushi roll, maybe a Nisswa's salad, or even a humble tuna and tomato sanger, has put increasing pressure on global tuna stocks. One of the biggest names in tinned fish, John West Australia, has now announced plans to sustainably source almost all of its tuna from 8 countries in the West and Central Pacific Ocean. That's 100 million cans, or 12,000 tonnes of tuna a year. This is a world first, according to the manufacturer, though it's been a long time coming. Greg Borschman reports.
Albacore, big eye, bluefin, yellowfin. They're all tuna species spread around the globe. And, by and large, they're all in trouble.
Across the 7 principal tuna species, at least one-third of those are overfished at the moment and increasing pressure on pretty much all those stocks.
The one exception is skipjack. And over the next year, skipjack from the Central and West Pacific will turn up in 100 million cans of John West tuna on Australian supermarket shelves. That's 12,000 tonnes. It will be certified as sustainably fished, and it will make up almost half of the Australian market. Dermot O'Gorman is the CEO of WWF Australia.
It means that we move from a very small percent of the market to 43% of the market of sustainable canned tuna in Australia. That's a bit of a game changer.
In global terms, how significant is it?
Well, this would be the largest by volume certification in any country around the world. So by global standards, it's a world first as well.
The skipjack tuna will be certified by the Marine Stewardship Council, or MSC. Bill Holden is the Senior Fisheries Manager for MSC in Oceania and Southeast Asia.
I would say that skipjack tuna is definitely the exception to some of the stories you've heard about other species of tuna, namely bluefin or big eye in some oceans. Skipjack are quite abundant in all of the ocean regions, and the Western and Central Pacific Ocean has the largest stock of skipjack globally.
Bill Holden says the Central and West Pacific is now the largest sustainable tuna fishery in the world. He says the commitment by John West Australia to source 95% of its tuna from the fishery is globally significant.
Well, this is really big. It's big for Australia, but it's also large globally. This would rank up there with some of the commitments made by other large brands or retailers or events, such as the commitment to source MSC-certified seafood for the Rio Olympics, or the commitment by McDonald's to source MSC-certified seafood, or Walmart in the U.S. So this is a really large commitment by John West, and their partnership with the P&A group is a win-win for both parties.
The P&A that Bill Holden just mentioned is the parties to the Nauru Agreement. 8 Pacific nations who've come together to sustainably manage their skipjack fisheries. For John West Australia, that comes at a price, as the company takes a cut in its margin, which will be paid to the 8 Pacific nations.
It's probably been the result of being owned by a private company that's allowed us to even contemplate this type of economic hit. But we believe it's right for the oceans, we believe it's right for our brand positioning, and we will not be passing this directly on to consumers.
That's Graham Dugdale, Executive Director of Simplot, the owner of the John West brand in Australia.
It's been a long journey, Greg, to be honest. Probably a decade ago, salmon was the predominant species in the canned fish area. But over time, that has moved towards tuna. When it was salmon, it was quite contained out of Alaska, and sustainability was a relatively easy and very mature part of the supply chain.
Graham Dugdale says things came to a head 5 or 6 years ago.
I have to give some credit to Greenpeace here. They published the tuna ranking report, which really raised the sustainability awareness of the various brands and the relative sustainability criteria that each of the brands in our region, but also globally, were doing.
And you obviously didn't rate very well.
We didn't rate nearly as well as we hoped to. We were mid-range, and that for us is not in line with the brand promise.
Greenpeace wasn't invited or present at yesterday's launch of the new certified and sustainable John West Australia in Sydney.
Look, the truth is the tuna industry has had to be dragged kicking and screaming to these sorts of reforms. When we started campaigning on tuna in Australia, most companies didn't know where their tuna came from or even, really worryingly, what species it is. And we started a tuna guide giving consumers information about those brands, but we had to take direct action on companies like John West to really drive the message home. And this news this morning is a big change from 2012 when we were standing outside their building and my colleagues were on their roof.
That's Nathaniel Pell, Oceans Campaigner at Greenpeace. A tuna is a global resource, and John West Australia has a global problem. The John West brand in the UK is owned by a separate company, and it's been savagely criticised for not delivering on its sustainability commitments. Dermot O'Gorman from WWF again.
I think John West in the UK deserves to be criticised for backing away for some of its commitments.
Graham Dugdale from John West says that the Australian brand has already been hit by the confusion and fallout from criticism in the UK.
We do share the brand, so it is important that we are aligned on our values. And I'm reassured by the John West UK commitment that they will, by the end of this calendar year, 2016, be sustainable in the way they catch their tuna. They've reiterated recently that they are on track to do that.
Which leaves us with the final test, the taste test. Thousands of cans were given away at yesterday's launch in Sydney, curiously branded Finnish tuna. Jessica thought the branding looked slightly off, so she opened a can, not quite sure what she was getting.
Oh, look at that. It was all a stunt. Imagine. So, what does this say? Imagine a world without fish. This is going to make me feel really bad about my choices now, isn't it? Probably after this, you know, I will think about maybe the sustainability of the tuna that we buy. Yeah.
Hi, guys. New brand, Finnish tuna. Feel free to take a sample.
So it was a joke, a very serious joke. Finnish tuna. Not the country Finland, but finished. No more. Imagine a world without fish.
That's too hard to imagine. Couldn't do without that tuna salad. Greg Borschman, our environment editor, at the launch in Sydney yesterday of Marine Stewardship Council certification for John West tuna in Australia. Controlling 43% of the Australian market, the company says this is Australia's biggest seafood sustainability initiative.